Facts and Cap Podcast, episode 18, baby. We back.
Episode motherfucking 18.
And we got two special guests, two lame-ass guests.
We got very special guests.
One loud.
Beautiful, intelligent, gorgeous, outstanding.
Fine, y'all can introduce yourselves.
Hello, guys. I'm Courtney.
I'm Jasmine.
I'm Jasmine. Welcome.
Those that don't know, Jasmine is my old lady. She's half of the reason that this podcast even happened. So we gotta say
the reason.
We appreciate
it. The reason that we're here.
Well, she can't speak for us, so yeah.
Oh, true. You're right. Okay.
So yeah, how we starting off this week? Y'all want to start with your more important topics?
Let's just jump right into it.
Get the importance out the way.
Y'all don't know if y'all heard about the SARS. It's trending on social media right now. It's and SARS is going on in Nigeria. So pretty much police brutality against black people over there. It's happening everywhere, but it's really, I guess, being broadcasted now. I don't know if they're influenced by the protests going on in America, worldwide protests, but there's Nigerians now, especially young people, protesting those same SARS, which is called the Special Anti-Robbery Squad. So, and they was created to try to, you know, protect against civilians, but they end up being like a gang and end up now targeting people just for having an iPhone, just for having dreads. And they
so
just like
bees
to rob.
Are the cops being held accountable?
No.
They branched off from being cops. Or are
they just
still
over? They're still cops. So it's a big deal going on now. And like things today, they were showing videos of them just killing people protesting. Live on TV, torturing, beating. So it's real, real big going on. Not just in Nigeria, also a lot of fucked up shit going on all over Africa. Just people of color all over the world. So just make sure y'all spread awareness, pray. Donate, do whatever you can do, at least to keep the conversations going. And I guess be sensitive to what's going on across the world.
Yes, I actually seen them doing protests here this weekend for everything that's going on over there.
Yeah, so like
it's big, man.
All I can say for us on our end, make sure y'all go vote. You know, exercise your right and your choices to try to make laws to better our society.
You already voted. I can't see it. Yeah, man, I voted. Like I said, they talk about it took 8 hours, man. I was in and out in 20 minutes.
Some people been sitting in line for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you should might as well just go ahead and go.
I want to do it in person.
That's why I went to the fairgrounds. You know, I was 20 minutes in and out.
Yeah.
Didn't you go?
There's a, for those who live in Gwinnett, there's a website that tells you approximately how long the wait time is.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
Gwinnett bougie.
Well, for the audio, we'll just Google it, man. I don't feel like looking it all up.
Figure it out. All right. Well, now in U.S. politics, Diddy has started his own political party called Our Black Party. Let me see if I can get a little bit of backstory on it. He said, I'm launching one of the boldest movements that I've ever launched. It's called Our Black Party. It's time for us to have our own black political party unapologetically, because right now, if you look at the debate, we're not even part of the conversation. We don't have any political power. We don't have any political leverage. So we started our black party for some young, fearless black activists, elected officials, and I've stepped up and put money behind it. So when he did that, it wasn't a lot of, he got a lot of backlash, a lot of criticism. Yeah. It just seemed like folks wasn't going for it. Is the criticism fair?
It's a catch-22, man. Like, with people of oppression, is like, they don't trust people. So it's almost somebody offers a solution, it comes with
criticism.
Like, all right, really? This really is gonna work? And then you have a history of someone like Diddy of being told that like, you rob black people. Mm-hmm. Just artists you've been robbing. And then I get the girl from on Danny Kane,
RBO Danny.
Yes.
She came out and said, bro, you've been robbing people, robbing us, Literally, Tennessee Robin. And you've been friends with Donald Trump. Like, I seen you be friends with Donald Trump. So now you're criticizing him. You're probably the elitist. As far as the rich
girl telling me about my damn political shit.
And I rolled my eyes when I seen her comment.
You don't think she got a...
valid comment, no. A valid opinion, no.
Just a point of view that's
unique. Valid, no.
I don't think that is valid. One of the problems that I have with people criticizing Diddy about the music industry, and I know nothing about it. Let me just say that. But it just seems to me like in the 90s, getting fucked over was a standard... you know, thing, like a standard contractual thing, like they make the money. And I can understand that because when you look at contracts, see these artists, they go back and they look at their contract after they gain some knowledge or whatever, and maybe they're not as comfortable. But at the same time, you gotta look at it, back in the 90s, people was developing artists. Mm-hmm. You didn't have leverage. Like, imagine, like, there's a reason why somebody like 21 Savage could go to a label and own his own masters from the get-go. That's because he had leverage. He was already hot in the streets, social media, all that. These artists come from nothing, like really just freestyling on a corner, and he turns you into Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? He turns you into this. So yeah, they put in the money. They're gonna own your stuff. So that's just one opinion. Then as far as the whole Trump thing, I mean, Trump was an entertainer. Nobody knew 25 years later.
I was literally about to say that. Everybody was cool with Trump before he was president. And now everybody want to criticize
him. You can't watch a black sitcom without seeing Trump.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you a leader, we didn't know that you're going to be a leader.
Some people, I agree with 100%. Like, fucking Mac Miller had that Donald Trump song. But with that fucking Central Park 5.
Yeah.
Niggas wasn't fucking with Trump when he was putting out that ad to have them get the death penalty. But that was before he was even Trump, so.
I'm sure we all been friends with people and then they show their true colors, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What y'all think?
I mean, pretty much along the same lines. Yeah. I feel like they always trying, especially they be criticizing these artists, talking about some y'all should have been spoke up. It's like y'all want people to speak up or not. Like what doesn't matter if it took them 5 years to speak up or start something.
Yeah,
no, please.
Shoot, they always get criticized. Ice Cube them been attacked. Everybody kind of being valid sometimes.
He has the right to say what he want to say.
It's like I don't see anybody's gonna come out. It's like crab in a barrel kind of mentality.
But I mean, the way Diddy is saying it, that I took that whole statement, is that he's just behind it. It's not that he's like he's putting money into it. He's funding it. He's not like he's saying, oh, I'm trying to run for president or some shit. So when you look at it like that, it's like, hey, if he just backing something that's probably was already in motion, ain't no issue with it to me.
But you said that you know, coming criticism. Now some people don't come with criticism, or they always survive criticism, like 50 Cent. 50 Cent.
They've been criticizing him, but I don't think 50 be caring.
He don't care, though.
He put up a post, you know, showing like a news report of alleged Joe Biden, if he wins the presidential election, the percent of taxes he's going to take from
certain states.
And it's like richer people, like, of course, make $400,000 or more. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where it was lost in translation as well. So he basically said, yo, like, nigga, if a nigga taking this much, I'm voting for Trump. That's basically what he said.
Which is what a rich person would do. That's what rich niggas do.
But that's the only reason you want to vote for Trump.
Rich people are going to have to take their money by any means.
When you vote, shouldn't it be about your pockets? That's part of your lifestyle.
That is what I'm
about
to say. That is what people be looking at.
There's other things to look at, too.
He said he don't give a fuck ton of white people. I'm not voting for somebody taxing 62%. I'm out.
Shit.
He basically said his money is better. Is more important than
California.
He said his, but yeah, I think that he fucked up by saying that, because it's basically like him saying his money is more important than the betterment of black people. He could have just been like, yo, I voted for Trump. I don't fuck with this tax shit.
Shoot, he probably do feel like his money is more important than the betterment of black people.
He could.
He probably feel like it's
he could. I don't think there's nothing wrong with voting if you want to vote for Trump because of your taxes. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that part is unnecessary.
I'm saying, but other than that, think about it, though.
For real? 52% of your bread?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking money.
He gotta know.
So, I did some research on this. And, you know, not to get too economic.
Come on, research that.
But it's basically saying, like, the reason why Trump is giving tax breaks to the rich people because it allows them to stay in that economy and invest back in that economy. So if you have them high ass taxes, what is 50 Cent? Rich people gonna do? They're gonna move. They're gonna go to somewhere else.
Yeah.
And now the government for that state is not gonna be like, well, we're not taxing no more. Mm-hmm. The poor people now get taxed more. So it's kind of like, if you don't want to be taxed, to give the rich people tax cuts. And it's a trickle down effect, which is not proven to be true or nothing.
Yeah.
It's just that's the argument. Yeah. So, but I think it's likely to believe if you try to tax rich people, they're gonna find ways to put their money into other places.
And that's the thing, and that's not gonna be taxed. So. I tweeted about that like a couple of weeks ago. Like I read a poop called Rich Dad Poor Dad, where basically they said they're gonna always, right, rich people are gonna remain rich. You know what I'm saying? Like they're gonna find loopholes. That's why Trump is paying $750 in taxes. And you gotta ask yourself. I'm not really mad at that shit. If what he did was legal,
that's what I've been hearing too. I've been hearing that.
If he found legal loopholes in the system to only pay $750 in taxes, that's fine with me because I don't think we should be paying as much taxes as we do as is.
So let me ask you a question. You're fine with it legally, I think everybody is, but morality wise, if he's the president now, you still fine with that?
He a businessman.
I don't expect you got to understand who the who we have as president. Like he should have never been president.
That's just a businessman.
Anyway, I was about to say that.
Yeah, I don't expect him. I think he cares about his business more than he cares about him being president. So that's on the fault of us in general, like the people
voting.
Yes, voting him in.
So of course, I'm just saying in general.
If you keep it a buck, we ain't do it. It was electoral college, but that's a whole nother.
Yeah. So I mean, that's where the bigger problem stems. But like, I don't expect nothing less from Donald Trump.
So I will say, it's never like you never get 100% what you want from any party, whether you love Democrat or Republican. There's gonna be pros and cons to each side. You just gotta pick the lesser of two evils or the best of whatever you think.
This year is basically like, hey, which one can do more for you? Because they both ain't shit.
I mean, that's how it should always be.
Some people just be like, I just can't fuck with Trump for this reason. I might fuck with some of his policies, but him as a person, I can't fuck with.
I would never expect 50 Cent to be thinking like that.
You're rich. You got different. You can't. You don't relate to the common.
Yeah.
Plight.
Yeah. Y'all seen what happened with Aisha Curry this weekend?
She just dyed her hair.
She put up a shadow blonde wig on. And she took a selfie with her and Steph. And she had a filter on. And of course, people were saying, like, she want to be white. Oh, why would you do this to yourself?
She can't do nothing.
So that led to a bigger question. Do you think that she gets unfair treatment from the internet?
Yes. She can't do nothing. She can't post nothing. She can't post no pictures. Because
where did this all start? It all started when she
said, she wanted...
No, not even her. She said her clothes. She said everybody's about showing like their body.
Oh, yeah. That is a tweet that...
That was after?
Yeah. It's her first time she really got critiqued when she was on NBA's Rig. The 3-1 shit. Oh, and then after that,
where she sounded like a woman supporting her man.
Yeah.
But she was getting dragged for that.
She was. Like, ever since then, every time she opened her mouth. There you go.
I mean, but why she can't have a blonde wig? I don't understand that.
You know how many black
women wear blonde wigs?
Let me ask you this. Who are the bigger internet bullies, men or women?
Women versus men, women versus everybody.
Women versus men, women versus everybody.
Women and gay
men. Men be funny.
Women be mean, man. They trying to go home and cry and shit.
Women don't
even care if they wrong.
Yeah.
They gonna be loud and wrong.
Wrong.
When do y'all ever
prove they're wrong?
I could have been right.
When do y'all ever think y'all wrong?
Yeah, they
think it's
all they've been talking about is this thing on colorist thing. Every time I look up, it's a critique of colorists from old TV sitcoms. I'm like, oh my god,
that's getting so
that is getting annoying. People is like watching. Like I seen them going in on.
Yes,
I seen them going in.
So we not going to let Bam to find like, bruh.
They're like, this trash show. This show is trash. He's always talking about how ugly she is, and I'm like, well, she comes in the door and disrespects him. It's a roast. Like,
my thing is,
y'all didn't grow up at
this. Did y'all just start watching Martin?
No, that's what it's like. It's not new. Where was you at? Like, yeah, I need to fix my time. I'm too many young people. But I think it's just we just live in the age of criticism.
Everything is getting dissected.
Too many people are able to express their opinion.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Steph swooped in and he said, you know, some jokey joke things and under her comments to, you know, lighten the mood and
let people know. People are crazy. I did not hear about that.
Yeah. They said if it's one thing Steph gonna do, he's gonna protect his wife.
He sure is.
I feel you, Steph. That's what you gotta do. Because they are here tripping. So,
you gotta make light of it.
There's another thing where, like, I felt like the bully was getting bullied. You know what I'm saying? He tried to, you know, be like, fuck y'all niggas. And then eventually he ended up apologizing too.
Who?
Sada Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, he did? I ain't think so, he would, for real.
So, you know, Sada Baby, I would say that if women are the biggest bullies, Nicki Minaj has the biggest fan base of bullies.
Mm-hmm. So, you think bigger than Beyonce?
I don't feel like Beyonce's fan base. They don't bully her. They put out addresses and all of that. They go crazy because she has women and just gay men. Like, that's really all it is. It'd be like gay white men and shit like that. It's crazy. So, like, she. So he basically.
But I didn't think he was going to apologize.
Okay, so Sada Baby, basically, you know, she's on, Nicki Minaj is on the remix A Whole Lot of Choppers. One of the fans commented, was like, nigga, promote your record. Mm-hmm. You need to promote your record. And he commented back, which he probably been getting them same type of comments all day. That's the mindset I'm thinking he in. So he comments back, seemingly out of frustration, is like, faggot ass nigga, shut the fuck up. Now, Sada Baby is a hood ass nigga from Detroit.
Like a regular nigga would talk.
He from Detroit too, you know. Careful. So he said that, and of course, they went and digged up his tweets. They can't beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? So let's look up some tweets. So,
shit.
They hit him
for parental guidance.
Yeah, these are not the views of the Facts of Cap podcast. So I'm going to read y'all like four of his tweets. He said,
this is what year was this?
This was in.
This was like 2010.
This is December 2010. Shaking my head, being a fag to be illegal.
I think that was acceptable in 2010.
We were talking like that in 2010.
2017, 2011. I hate dark skinned people.
Like, I graduated.
He can't have an opinion. That's what he hates.
A few days before that. I want to slip one of my followers a roofie and rape her ass all night.
All right. That's where I draw the line.
So this is how he said, I'm tired of Beyonce. That bitch need to die or something.
And I think
that was like 3 days. The last three was in like a week.
What was that?
I know one
week?
Of the fans was like, this was when she was giving birth. Like, he's so evil. I'm like, y'all are so.
Y'all went back to see when she was giving birth?
Well, you know, they fans know. They fans know the timeline.
So, yeah. So,
330.
They know
the
birthday. 78
degrees outside.
So, like, he initially was like, put on his face, like, y'all can go dig up all the old tweets you want. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. Y'all can come for me. I don't give a fuck.
Sada Baby.
Yeah.
Stop looking good for you in advance. I might need to apologize. Promptly. No, they were just like, what's your login?
He said he ain't logged in years. So his management handled his shit, so that's why they had to go 10 years deep to find his shit. So, yeah.
But he logged in to say that to the fans?
No, that was on Instagram where he was doing it. He's on his own Instagram. But on Twitter, they went through his shit. Mm-hmm. So, do you think that he fucked up his bag, or do you think old tweet shit counted against you? Like,
I was gonna say most people who listen to him is hood niggas. So no, he ain't messing with no bag. Them niggas ain't mad that he didn't say the faggot. Like, they not upset at that.
Oh, he's saying that's his fan.
That's his like core fan base. Them niggas ain't caring about like
Nicki Minaj fans. I don't see Nicki Minaj fans listening to Sada.
Listening to him on a regular. Yeah, y'all just listening to him right now because she on the remix. Yeah. So no, I don't.
They were just doing a little TikTok to the song, but that's it.
To his point, to what he said in his apology, he basically said, like, you know, You know, if I want to be able to walk in certain rooms and, you know, have certain doors open for me, I do need to realize that basically.
Yeah.
He said he don't like believe in that no more.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Gay partner or something like that. You know,
he's like, he works with gay people. Mm-hmm. He said he works with gay people.
He said he was young. Don't hold me to that standard.
He's younger than us.
Yeah.
That was
2010. I graduated.
He's probably like around 28, 27.
So. I always say two things. One, you're going to hold somebody to where they old tweets, everybody will get canceled. Literally. People saying wild shit as a kid.
Listen, shit, yeah.
Once this show pop off,
you got to delete it. Delete
that shit's gone.
Don't be surprised if y'all see me saying follow my new page.
Delete it. That's a fact.
There are like certain people all you right. can pay
bro, it might
to
be,
clean out all your tweets.
It might be too late. There's people done screenshot of your name already. Just waiting. I done seen it.
Yeah.
I promise.
Man, listen, if you was on Twitter from like 2013 and under, then you just forgive us. Because you supposed to, there was so much wrong.
You got to grow, man. The society changed. We accept that now. Yeah. Don't kill us when we get up, bro.
But how they be going through and searching that, bro? Like,
I mean, I got to put the name.
Do it.
You can
type in your at and type in faggot. And it'll show every tweet that you've ever had that said faggot.
They really do that. Why?
I mean, people
it's
just
not really hard.
It's not that hard.
You know, it's not hard, but a lot.
We look up old tweets all the time.
He said it once.
He said 1 second.
Well, not once. But
I'm going to cancel your ass right now.
Literally.
You can't because I got me a new bag.
I was about to say that.
All my crazy is gone.
We can still type
you
in
still
your
type
old
in.
Handle.
You can't.
Yes, you can. It just won't pop up like me to click on it, but like the old tweets,
it'll be black.
It'll like a gray screen, and it'll pop up with those tweets.
Type in jazz and put in nigga B-word when she used to call her name.
So you can't see it.
Listen,
shit. It still come up.
We go back
and she did it.
That's why I had to get it out there.
You see how they got Moneybagg Yo that one time?
Oh, because
he bought his page off of a girl who had a lot of followers,
mm-hmm.
and just changed it, deleted like all of her pictures and shit, and put his shit up. So when people started looking at tweets, he was like on some shit like,
suck that dick.
Ooh, Ray J so fun, I don't want to suck his dick.
Moneybagg Yo.
And I feel like he's been getting roasted about shit ever since then. Hey, like, kind of like his street respect level kind of dropped after that. Because people, you know, the internet, people don't understand. People don't even look at it and try to even piece it together.
No,
what happened?
They
one thing
he's
wrong.
Gay. So now they're just walking around. That nigga's gay as hell.
I mean, that's some too, wild shit to say.
I don't
but.
Think too many niggas gonna say that shit to his face, though. Hell, nigga, you gay.
I mean, yeah, not around him and him a whole bunch of niggas. I think niggas really think they can try him now, though. If he was, like, just walking down the street by himself, like, niggas would be like, man, this nigga.
Money back. Hey, yo.
Do we think gay niggas is like not tough or something?
Shit,
no,
I'll never fight a gay nigga.
Yeah, that's a little.
My brother
valid.
Always said, if lose, a lose, yeah, he said, if you beat valid. A faggot, well, I'm sorry, if you. If you beat up a gay person, it's like you beat up a gay person. And then if you get beat up by a gay person, you like you lose either way. Yeah. But he said, I don't even deal with yeah. He don't
unless
do
you at Lennox, person. You might have to fight. You might have to fight one.
You might get shot.
Right. That's the trenches. Yeah. For
if you win, if you at Lennox, you better shoot.
Yeah, y'all seen anyone shooting this week?
Yes.
This week, yeah.
Yeah, last week,
like in the Macy's mm-hmm. or some shit. Niggas tried to. That's how you know it's the trenches. Niggas tried to rob a nigga in broad daylight mm-hmm. in the middle of the department store.
Yes.
And he pulled yeah. out, he banged on him. I don't think he hit nobody. Two, it was four niggas.
So.
Two got arrested.
Yeah.
Two got arrested.
And he went to jail.
He
for
went to jail for
possession
a
of. Yeah, he had a warrant and possession of firearm by convicted felon.
I ain't going.
See, now me. That's why he got. Well, he couldn't get one anyway. That was the problem. But
try the license.
Yeah, niggas is crazy. Like y'all robbing me. Listen, they had a couple deaths. Shootings, all kinds
yeah, Lennox
of
shit. Yeah, Lennox is the ghetto. Like, the ghetto.
You feel more safe in Greenbrier?
In Greenbrier. That's what
and
I told my
nice
mama.
Mall, too, like.
Oh, bro. I don't know. So, recently T.I. albums dropped. T.I. album dropped. Anybody
sure
listen to
did.
That?
I sure did.
And you listen to it?
Yeah.
You liked it?
I liked so far.
Give me, like, the first half.
Mm. Oh, you don't like when he kind of went towards the pop records?
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't for me.
I think this has been one of his best new albums. For in a
recent
minute
years.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
For me,
I can agree with that. Opinion, like, I don't know.
What's your opinion, Zaiden? Let's
like,
hear a lot of hair.
After like you like somebody who's like top of the game, you like your favorite artist or something like that. There's some dope, and then they just have a drop off. They might have three or four bad projects. I don't want
to
hear from you.
But did he did he have three or four bad projects to you?
Yes.
Which ones? Like Paperwork? You didn't like that?
All right, so the one, No Mercy.
Don Trap, No Mercy.
It was trash to me. The one after that, I didn't like. And then Paperwork. I think Paperwork was okay. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, after a while,
you just felt like
my ear, it just stopped. The same thing happened with Wayne. The only certain artist where I could be like, you've been out for more than a decade. So you
put Wayne and T.I. in the same category.
So you just
I think Wayne had a steeper fall, mm-hmm. but it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to hear you. A whole body of work from you after.
I feel like Wayne has recently has been better.
I was gonna say that.
He went good on the Benny the Butcher album. Other than that,
that was his best.
That's feature the best verse he did in years.
I can listen to features all day, but projects, I'm just
as far as
my ear gets tuned out to that after a while.
I think you should listen to this album. It was actually kind of seemed like, and I felt like he came with a lot of features.
This is the one with Young Thug on there, Ring.
Yeah,
I like the song.
Yeah, it's got like that song, it's one like that better. It's better than like the No Mercies and all that or whatever.
I mean, and now I'm always comparing it to your greatness. Like T.I. has, come on, I'm serious, trap music, urban legend, king, paper, like.
So you don't feel like he evolved well?
I think he did his thing.
I think that he's
everybody in Jay-Z.
And I think that he just has other business. He said on the album, he said he makes albums when he can. He has other business ventures that are more lucrative, basically. Essentially, that's what he's saying.
But it's straight, though. Everybody like it who listens to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ain't gonna listen to it. So, on a song on there. So, look, the reason I bring that up, because it's a song on there where they revisit Drake getting a golden shower by.
I wish you would have taken some of that drink.
Drake getting the golden shower by one of his friends. So he's like, he's talking about, you know, you remember his friend Philant who got killed, you know, in a shootout after getting in a fight at club. Then he talked about recently one of his old friends that you might have heard him rap about on multiple albums named Cap. He did a lot of time in jail. And I guess at that particular moment, like some years ago, he got out of jail and I think Takers was out. And he was at a Takers premiere, and Drake was there. I guess he was next to Drake. He's out of jail. He ain't been out of jail in years, decades. He gets too drunk, ends up just standing up and peeing, and some of it gets on Drake or whatever. So this story isn't new. This is an old story, because T.I. confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember Meek Mill's the one. Meek Mill's the one who brought it up. T.I. confirmed that it happened, though, a long time ago. Yeah.
Are you positive?
But the way that he said it, the way that he said it was like he said it where it wasn't like he like just peed. He said it a little bit like kind
of. I remember right after that, T.I. was on the Breakfast Club, and then Envy and Charlamagne asked him, "Yo, did your homie pee on Drake?" And he kept changing.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I don't think it was on there. Where he said it. I do remember him saying something about it.
Okay,
so. That basically, on the song where he brought up the instance because he's reminiscing about his friend Cap, and he said, "You got so drunk that you pissed on Drake." Oh, whatever, right? So, allegedly, you know the internet, Drake unfollowed T.I. allegedly.
Do we even know if he ever followed T.I.?
I don't know. I don't know if they can look.
Man, them fans be knowing. on it when they.
No, I think they just go check. Oh, they don't follow each other. He unfollowed them.
I mean, think about it. Somebody might have been watching that shit on Friday before Drake even heard it.
Out,
and looked it up, and then boom.
He would do that shit.
So,
they do it so quick.
Is that. My thing is that contradictive?
Of course. Of Drake talk about everything. He spilled all his little business.
Why did he have to put that?
I mean, why do Drake gotta talk about instances that he had with women in the past?
But why did he have
or SZA?
That was him.
He just now
he SZA, was talking about
SZA unfollowed him last week,
and she also defended him.
She didn't defend.
She confirmed.
She didn't want to say she wasn't underage.
Say that the nigga was underage. Yeah. She was having underage relations with Drake, but.
Drake will bring up anybody name in any song. No.
Nah,
get out your feelings. But you know he a feeling nigga. All he do is sit there and cry.
They get
cry and whine.
I want to pee on you.
I feel like T.I. didn't have to say that, but at the same time, if you gonna put out personal business, you can't.
But did he put out personal business with T.I.? No.
It didn't matter. Who asked him to put out SZA's business? Or Courtney from Hooters on P Street? Mm-hmm. Or
Courtney probably all of these flattered.
Listen, okay, I feel you, but at the same time,
how we know Courtney went, man?
He might have put out. I'm sure that Drake has put out personal business in the past that people didn't necessarily want out there.
See, I felt like, man, you was not addressing it before, so why are you bringing them now?
Because he was reminiscing.
Because Drake just died. But Strange just died. He's saying that's a memory. He's saying that's a memory that he had. That is a funny ass memory, though.
How many drunk memories are we going to talk about between us? You niggas going to get offended by it?
Think about it. We all got drunk stories now.
Not for real.
Nigga, y'all did that shit in my way, bro.
Some is more embarrassing than others.
We really gonna do that song?
Shit, I mean, it flowed. It went like he reached to just stick that in there.
And
like,
it's already public knowledge.
I'm gonna follow y'all niggas.
Yeah. It's already public knowledge too that he got pissed on. It's right there.
Years later.
I just feel like
I kind of feel just like it was unnecessary.
I feel like it was
Drake got no room to debate
it. Drake should just
talking about T.I. Yeah, it might have been a little unnecessary.
It was unnecessary. He didn't have to say that, but I do feel like I'm looking at it from Drake.
Nikki, you have no room to
don't say
Drake,
nothing,
Drake is about to Drake, and he's gonna he's gonna take that line and flip it, and then give an explanation of what happened.
I don't even think he's gonna give an explanation. I just think
he's gonna give more details.
I used to get pissed on, now I'm pissing on niggas. That's how you gotta do it. You gotta be smart about it. Like
Drake gonna flip it and make it sound.
I'm the owner of the Pistons.
They call me the Golden Boy. The Golden Showers. It's gold on the boy. My chain is gold as the piss that hit my leg. You never know. I mean, that nigga gonna have some bars.
You better work on it.
Yeah, he go write them shits down, nigga. Profusely.
All right, too.
Expeditiously, nigga. Go work on it.
Profusely.
So, I got a question. And this is about, do women lack accountability? And I'm going to give y'all two examples that's happened this week.
Is this even a question?
We're going to get there.
Women here to answer that. So,
let me briefly.
They're not going to answer
it. Let me briefly explain these two news clippings that happened. Oh. So, there's a woman suing Young Dolph. She was in the United States military.
I heard about that.
All right. She decided that she loved this. I think it was the song with him and Megan Thee Stallion, Young Dolph. She enjoyed the song so much. She was like, let me record myself twerking in my military uniform. Mm-hmm. So that is against the military rules. And Young Dolph, when she posted
it. Shit in uniform.
When she posted it, Young Dolph reposted it. Of course, because it's his song. Like,
it went viral a little bit.
Yeah, it went viral. I guess whoever thought it was her, they found it. They fired her. So what did she do? She sued Young Dolph for using her likeness.
Not only did she get fired, she's wasting money on a lawsuit that she's not going to win.
So hold on to that. Because when I looked at the comments under the video, women were saying, well, women are getting raped and nobody's getting fired, but she's getting fired for twerking. Wow, women rights, da, 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 da. All right, so hold on to that. So,
which is nothing wrong with that comment per se.
Yes, there is.
We're gonna get
there's a different thing if you have on that uniform.
Go ahead.
What's wrong with a girl saying that there's army girls that have been getting raped and nobody's being held accountable, but this girl does something real small and she gets discharged?
It's proof.
What? Explain.
There's video. There's evidence. The whole rape thing, they know how. Like I said, once you get in that system, it's easier to hide it.
I'm in between. I do think that while what they're saying is very true, and that is an issue, this isn't the issue at hand at the moment.
It don't apply to this.
The issue is, why the fuck are you suing Young Dolph?
See, I will talk about
because
that.
Of your you own can't. Mistake. It was a deflection from the people on Twitter. Yes, it is ridiculous, and it's a stupid ass rule that she's getting fired. But the rule is the rule. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, like if you get a ticket for jaywalk, that's a dumb ass rule. But
it's a rule.
It is the rule. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. There are rules in place. And until maybe you should go to your local courtroom or courthouse or run for whatever you could run for to change that rule. I don't know. You know, I don't know. She should have made a some kind of group, military, ex-military group that, you know, takes things to Congress.
You just held to a higher standard when you have your uniform on. That's just what it is.
I just think that people just totally ignoring the fact that she's still a young dog. As if young Dolph is responsible for something that she decided to do.
I hope she ain't spent too much money.
Is she tripping for that?
Of course she is.
She's trying to sue, like, yo, she's definitely tripping.
Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't ask you to shake your ass to his song? Like, what?
It wasn't like you did it at his house in your uniform and he just, like, secretly videotaped you.
Or like,
the shit was already on the internet.
You're literally showing it for the camera. Like, I could see that it was like, she's not in uniform, she's at a party.
You know, she wouldn't get in trouble for that.
Young Dolph is the video that got her caught. It could be any other video.
Facts. Exactly. She's just showing him. She's targeting Young Dolph because he has money. And she's going to be strapped for money. So.
Yeah,
she had a high ranking, too. That's the bad part.
The other scenario, Ryan Henry from Black Ink Crew. You know, he's like the owner of the tattoo shop in Chicago or whatever. It came out that he's been sleeping with his best friend's baby mom. Now, the best friend is battling cancer as well. And it comes out that he's been sleeping with the baby mom for about a year and a half or a year some change, right? So when I say lack accountability, I'm going to play you his response to the allegations and the baby mama's response to the allegations. So here go his.
You know, it came out that that I had slept with a friend of mine's ex and also the mother of his child, which happened to also be my godson's mother. That was true. There were situations where that happened almost about 2 years ago, and then more recently, within the last, like, 2 months. And then y'all got this last week. And it's been seemingly as much as it was coming out repetitively that I wasn't saying nothing about it and that I didn't care. That wasn't the situation as far from what it is. I think literally when y'all got the information, I was in Vegas. Part about that is that, you know, myself and all the parties involved, you know, we had talked. We had talked because this had come about a week and a half before that.
Okay, so that's his response, right? Let's go to the baby mom. I'm
here. Starting my relationship with Anthony and everything that I've been through with him. And then I wanted to come on here really quick and just talk about that briefly. Just so you guys can see who you're lifting up and who you were, you know, defending so hard in this situation. Because this person is not exactly the best person in the world. He's not so innocent out there. And so I wanted to also make that very clear. But to begin, I just wanted to take accountability for what I've done. In no way, shape, or form was it right. I don't feel as though it is something that I should have done. You know, I was selfish. I wasn't thinking. I didn't really care about anybody's feelings at that point. That's terrible.
It's so far to me.
But I can sit here and tell you guys that that's truly what was going through my brain. I wasn't thinking about how this was affecting everybody else. It was a selfish decision in my part. You know, at the time, I hear a lot of people saying, like, where's your loyalty? Like, how could you do that?
Damn, I put the wrong video. It was, okay, so as she goes on, she ends up going, yeah, he used to beat me. He used to beat me up. He's not a great person, blah, blah, blah.
Even in that video, it's like, when you hold accountability, why are you bringing up anything else?
I think it sounded like she was trying to get back at him. Because if he whooped her ass, maybe he did something to her and she wanted to get under
his skin. Okay, so let me ask you this. I get that the man is battling cancer at the moment.
She probably don't.
And while he's on his possible deathbed and you're the mother of his child and you're sleeping with the godfather?
We don't know what he put her through.
It's prior justified?
To that.
That's
no, I don't think it's justified, but
we said she probably didn't care.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this.
If she ain't care, say she ain't care.
That's it.
She the cat nigga of the week.
She was being
cat nigga of the week.
I'm trying to see where the lack of accountability, though. That's what,
because the first thing that came out of her mouth was, let me show y'all who y'all uplifted. That's a lack of accountability.
But she also went on to say, I was very selfish. I wasn't thinking in the moment about that. I was thinking about getting what I wanted.
If you throw shade, what's the first thing you're going to hear?
She's been doing this shit.
What's the first thing you're going to hear? The shade, right? You
softening
started
the blow, like, yeah. Just taking responsibility. You ain't gonna bring that up. Say that for a different post. This post, you explain it why you ain't shit.
Y'all ain't gonna
just
hear that later.
Talk about like, you ain't how you ain't shit. That's it.
Right.
You ain't gotta bring
why
it
the fuck you ain't
shit.
Say that this nigga wasn't shit when he was beating your ass.
Right. Just in that post, that's accountability. I'm sorry, I was selfish as fuck. That's why I did that. That's it.
That's all you gotta say.
That's it. This nigga ain't shit neither. This nigga in third grade cheated on his
family.
No, how do we know they were together when she was fucking Ryan Henry?
Well, they're not together.
Honestly, it don't matter.
It's not about
it. It don't even matter.
The Godfather? The Godfather.
Sorry.
Hey, niggas, really, niggas don't really have a code. But right there is the code.
That's the code.
That's the code right there.
You're the Godfather of my parent, of my child.
Fuck no.
And I'm dying. Okay, let's not even talk about her. Yes, Ryan Dirty as fuck. And he came out and
he
said,
the worst type of nigga.
He's literally
he's
just
you know niggas, you know niggas no, gonna be
Ryan
gonna be accepted though. You know the woman gonna be bashful.
Nah,
the woman is definitely the woman
wrong.
Is gonna the woman gonna get bashful.
All that nigga Ron said is he was wrong. He ain't put he ain't throw nobody else under the bus. He ain't bring up he talked about himself. That was it.
Yeah.
That's accountability.
He spoke more on he said he was
Vegas
2 years ago and more recently too. So
right, he said
what
he said.
Yo, we took a break and fucking, and we started fucking again. He told us the details.
Who did he really tell all though? He wasn't in a relationship with that man.
This nigga was he was still
he
with his
have,
baby mama.
He didn't have to say anything.
And plus, that's loyalty.
So why would they hide it doing the secret then? If it's not a big deal, if it's
because yeah. Nigga,
that was his business.
I'm about to say that, and because of
people,
that
is his business.
That's
it was,
not his
the
business.
If you sneak it, it's not your business.
Who she's fucking is not his business.
If you're fucking
the Godfather and my best friend, that is
sorry.
My fucking business.
That's not your business.
Sorry.
Let me tell you the only thing I don't like about this.
You beat me. Now I'm fucking Courtney. You beat me.
I don't know. I did see
we
you
broke
saying
up,
that.
Now
one
I'm fucking Courtney.
I'm not the godmother. I'm not the godmother.
I'm thinking hypothetically right now.
They have a relationship. Were
it
they
don't
cool?
Matter.
Were they cool?
They all had to be cool for them to be the godparent.
They all had to be cool.
All I'm saying is, that's if you're the godparent,
she's not wrong.
Women lack accountability.
So you just got your answer to your question right there.
Women lack accountability.
Nah.
We went out of two. It's progress.
Nah, nope.
She's lacking accountability.
He shouldn't be that ass. She can fuck whoever she wants to.
We don't even know if that's true. He came with the facts. He came with the facts. We don't even know if that's true. This man dying. Y'all could wait at least till the nigga
died. He ain't dying. Don't say he dying. I think he beat the cancer, actually. You going far.
From what I said, it sounds like you're still battling.
I ain't yeah. Looking to it. I don't know.
It sounds like y'all probably fucking while you having cancer.
Nigga getting the chemo treatment. Hey, he gonna be gone for 2 hours. Let's go.
Yeah, he going to chemo. Hey, come over here and let's knock it on out. Like, what type of nigga is you? All the people you can fuck, you Ryan Henry, bro.
She probably did it to get under his skin. He probably did something.
So then that's not even worse.
He got cancer under his skin.
The fuck?
Come on, bro.
You don't believe what you're saying right now, Jack.
I'm about to say she do.
Girl ain't wrong.
So chapter 72 of Tori and Megan, y'all.
He said, she said, we'll figure out more next week.
Alleged bodyguard. I don't know if it's true. The bodyguard elite.
Who's bodyguard?
I'm about to say that.
Tori's, who was there. He was like the driver and the bodyguard. Allegedly, a recording of him on the phone leaked. I'll explain my theory for that even later on.
How convenient is not?
Yeah, it is kind of convenient. That comes out, and he basically said his side of the story, where he says that basically Tori had just been found out that he was, I guess, messing with Megan and the Kelsey chick. Kelsey and so Megan comes to
the,
this story makes so much more sense after
standing,
I heard this.
He's standing outside of there, outside of Kylie Jenner's. He's standing outside of the house.
That makes so much sense.
He left his gun in the car. Megan walks out of the car. She's walking away because they were arguing. Tori and Kelsey are wrestling over the gun, and it accidentally hits the ground and
grazes.
He said it grazed. It grazed Megan. It was an accident.
That nigga's guilty. How was he guilty? Tori guilty?
She got hit twice.
Grazed. I was about to say that.
So that's what came out.
She definitely got grazed.
We'll discuss that. Like we'll discuss that first. That didn't look like a graze. That looked like she was shot.
Yeah, like shot.
The side her thing was leaking
on the ground.
Did you see all that blood? That's not a graze. And
that's how I want to talk about this.
The reason I say that he part of the fucking hey, it's funny. Hey, let me say this. It's funny. All of a sudden, it's an open case. He can't talk about it. When he got charged. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you just don't want to talk about it,
like
open cases, it sounds terrible. But anyway, so I just think that was like kind of weird, like to say, like, so she got shot. It's basically what he's saying. Hold on to that. Tori decides to go on live 8:00 yesterday, which I still don't understand this nigga.
This is the reason why I'd rather an album than him going on.
The album didn't make sense either.
It's better than him going on live.
All right, so Tori says he gets on there and he basically re-utters what he did on the album. Like, if you got shot, why did they do this? Why didn't they check you in the ambulance for bullets? If this happened, is that
lawyer?
He got into his lawyer bag. He started off with his, you know, I want to protect black women, but protect
black men. Hey, we ain't about to start Coon Court or something, is it?
No, he says protect black men. But yeah, blah, 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 blah. He just went on a whole rant. It was long as hell. Then he ended it by saying, you know, pray for Nigeria, protect those people, blah, blah, blah.
What? Yeah. Of course he did.
So,
I don't think a lot of people ever once said, I didn't shoot you.
That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah,
they say
he never once said,
he's not saying
it. Yeah, they say ever since he's been talking about it, he's never once said that he didn't do it. And that's
in the record he did.
Oh, I haven't even listened to his
words. I think the theory, one of the theories is he's saying he's not going to say keywords. Like, he's not saying, I didn't shoot you, because I think he's trying to leave something open for interpretation. That way, in case he does directly get asked a question, he doesn't, he'll have room to make an answer.
Yeah. He's just trying to, add a plausible deniability, like, saying that.
So,
room for doubt, create doubt. That's all he's doing, creating doubt, but without saying, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So with the story that the bodyguard said, if they're fighting over the gun and two shots is fired and both of their hands are on the gun.
They didn't say two shots were fired.
They had to have two shots. She got shot twice.
I don't know how many times it went off. That's all I'm saying. That's all I was saying.
I don't believe that.
But what happened now?
I'm saying, but
you don't believe the bodyguard?
If they were fighting over the gun, does that not make sense for Tori not to say he shot her if they both
Both did. They both should be held for negligible mishandling of a gun.
What I heard in that story from the bodyguard.
But that story doesn't even make sense, because if Tori's saying she didn't even get shot, he's insinuating that she didn't even get shot, and the bodyguard is saying they're wrestling for the gun. Mm-hmm. Somebody lying.
How do you know they're wrestling for the gun?
She just found out that he was fucking Meg and her, and they got mad. She's trying to go shoot him.
But
he's trying to stop her from going to shoot him.
Mind you, on the Shade Room, under one of the comments, Tori commented and said that the Kelsey girl did not shoot Meg. She didn't. He said that that's false. So I'm just trying to figure out,
it wasn't too many people in the car.
So what's going on? Because if that is his bodyguard, I don't know if that's really his bodyguard. It could very well not be. I hope it's not for his sake, because that just literally fucks up their story. Which I think the security guard, who really taking him serious? He's on payroll. I wouldn't expect him to tell the truth. I wouldn't. I mean, unfortunately, I don't even know if I really want to hear from the Kelsey chick right now either. I'd rather them just all be quiet.
I was wondering why she's quiet.
Wait to go to court.
I just want to remember.
I think the argument as to why things started is true.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah, I think that could be.
She was her friend. She ain't say nothing.
Yeah.
They ain't friends no more.
They ain't friends no more. Yeah. Oh.
That could be why she's not saying anything.
I was going to say she's probably just trying to say
Let's say that she didn't shoot her. But the reason she's probably not saying anything, maybe she still does actually love Megan. She fucked up. Megan sent her home. Get the fuck away from me. She's not fucking with her. She's quiet. You know what I'm saying? She's not saying that. Or, on the flip side, if she did have something to do with it, And Megan don't fuck with her. That makes sense why she's not around Megan. Tori, maybe her and Tori are trying to work on their story.
Megan said, this nigga generally crazy.
Yeah, she was fine. I just think that the whole rant, like, was just unneeded. Like, in 2020, you're facing all these years, and you're still trying to persuade public opinion. Mm-hmm. I think the album was unnecessary.
Good album.
I think you don't do the album and then go on live. If you were going to go on live, you should have went on live. You should have kept it nice and sweet. Like, we didn't need that long thing. Or you should have just been quiet, bro. It's only two
options. I was going to say that. Shut up.
Wait till you go to court. Or...
He got too much to say.
Without saying shit.
Yeah, like, it's just, it just comes off manipulative. It just comes off like he's a manipulative person, and it just makes him look guilty. Like, I don't think there's nothing he's gaining from this. So that's why I just don't think it's
in his best
interest. Megan was fucking this little bitty ass man. I don't want to believe him.
Man, I don't know. But yeah, I guess hopefully nothing else happens, bro. I'm tired of talking about it.
I know.
So we'll get to what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo. Yeah. Say what?
What's the scenario?
Let's get it.
All right, this one's a simple, quick question. You come in the house, you find your 15-year-old smoking weed. How do you react?
Punishment.
I'm not mad. Yeah, I'm not gonna condone it. Yeah, like, smoking in my house.
Trying to match. I'm joking. I'm disappointed. And I'm probably just be like, yo, try to nip it in the butt. But I'm not going to overreact.
Yeah.
Why are you disappointed? I want to know.
Because I wouldn't want my 15-year-old smoking weed.
Yeah, simple.
it's not legal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
you can't get in trouble having that on you. Yeah.
I think school, I'm
whatever. It's just not. I don't think responsible enough to be. Yeah. Where you getting it from?
Yeah.
There's a lot of
factors in there.
I just rather not.
Are you driving? Well, you're 15. I ain't driving, but
you know what I'm saying.
My thing is, I think I'll probably hold it under. Like, I think one of the main teachings I'm gonna tell my children, like I can't always be around. So I know if you're gonna try to sneak and do what you want to do. There are going to be consequences if I find out about this. Mm-hmm. I don't want you smoking weed when you turn 18 or when you leave this house or whatever. Do whatever you want, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that this is me as a parent. I can't. It wouldn't be good parenting for me to let you do this.
Mm-hmm.
So just know if this happens again, there are going to be severe consequences. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't damage my trust.
But I got this from Uncle Holmes.
Well, I was just about to say, because Brandon is so fast, he must condone it. That's what I was thinking.
Me and Uncle Holmes are how we talk.
No, literally. Because why are you giving my son
matter of fact, Uncle Holmes probably ain't going to be around here. He's probably going to be around this house no more.
Honestly, I had a question. Because the way the question was worded.
Wow.
You know his little ignorant question.
Where... did we catch him? Was he smoking inside of my house or outside of the house? Because that makes a big difference.
Why? How?
That's a stupid ass question.
How does that make a difference?
You call him in the backyard or you call him in the garage? Why the fuck does it matter?
What? What I'm saying is,
I call him in his room.
I agree with everything you said, but if I catch him,
still a fan on.
No, but what I'm saying is the way that I'm going to
faucet running.
What I'm saying is I'm going to approach it differently if you're disrespecting me enough to smoke it in my house and think I'm stupid and smell it.
Is outside not your yard? Is that not still your house?
You see me like you got caught like in school or in park or something like that.
Yeah, like I'm agreeing. Yeah. Like how you say you're dealing with it.
It changes where you.
It's cool, but the way that I'm going to react, the anger, because I'm going to now. I just feel one. You think I'm stupid, and you just being real blatantly disrespectful.
I'm gonna tell you why that probably wouldn't even matter to me because 15-year-olds are stupid, and so I'm not surprised that you did some ultra stupid.
Yes, you're stupid, but you think I'm stupid.
Outside, you feel like that. Okay,
you're trying to sneak and do it. All right, you're trying to hide it. That's different. Like, all right, we're going to have a talk. We're going to sit down. We're going to handle it a different way. That. But if you smoke it in your room and you think you're going to open the window and I'm not going to smell it, now I feel like you're just
insulting.
Blatantly, I mean, like, just that. Acting like I'm dumb.
I think the question just more general. Like, what?
Okay, that's
what. I just need to know what your reaction is.
Oh, no. Nah, like, we don't.
I thought Brandon was about to say, well, he outside. I mean, you just can't smoke it in my house.
No. No, because it's, like I said, now, this question, by the time my daughter is at that age of 15, right, it may be different. It might, yeah, that's what I said. It might be as legal as a cigarette.
Dang,
so then,
but you still, yeah, but you can't smoke it at 15, so that's still illegal.
It's illegal, but it's not like I'm gonna be like the consequences of you going to jail from doing this. Now I'm just gonna go more so like
my consequences.
I don't
ain't even worried about jail.
I mean, getting caught with like the bigger issue to it. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't do it. You're too young for this. You're not able to handle smoking weed because of everything that comes with it.
Yeah.
But let's say if it's like a cigarette, it's going to be a different type of conversation. So by the time my daughter's 15, weed is probably going to be as legal as a cigarette. So
you already can get caught with it less than an ounce of Gwinnett and not get nothing.
I mean,
you feel like weed is not as serious.
That's what I said.
By the time my daughter's 15, it's going to be a different conversation.
And I know, like, that's why I said, but that's why I say, like, how you, what you just said, that's why I say, like, I know I can't be around you the whole time. So I'm not going to realistically sit here and be on your ass like, you better, da, 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 da. But it might turn into that if I catch you smoking the weed again. It might turn into, take this drug test for me.
Because I know
something. It might turn into something like that.
Drug test for
kids. Would you rather just do away with that and not even have that hassle, have more freedom? Or do I need to be on your ass like fucking the drill sergeant? You make your own choices.
Yeah, you spoke in my house, but I wouldn't even spoke in my mama's house when I was a kid.
Be on your ass, I'm true.
Because I already know I'm going to get my ass beat. I don't care how old I am.
Yeah. All right. The next one. Your 16-year-old withdraws themselves from high school.
And I know so many people who did that.
And says they don't want to go there anymore. They want to be a mechanic. Are you going for it?
That's how I feel about that. Depending on how responsible my 16-year-old is, like, 9 out of 10 times, I'm not going for that. But you have the one special kid that you'd be like, yo, school ain't for me. Yeah. I have around the house. I've always been doing my own thing, like, as far as making my own money, like, washing cars, fixing. I've been doing that. If that's what you want to do and you can get a job for that, I would encourage you to just get that high school education.
I'm telling you, you're getting your education.
But depending on how responsible you are, I might just go, get your GED, or just, I would encourage you, but I don't know if I would force you.
Okay, well, at least you still encourage you.
9 out of 10 times, though, no.
If that's what you want to do, cool.
Don't want to
do. You got 90 days, and that rent is due. Yeah, you got 90. Hey, you want to be a mechanic? Hey, you ready to work? Hey, nigga, let's get it started.
That, like, you got 1 out of 10 kid would be like, all right.
So, and if you do that, and I see you apply yourself, and you working towards it,
I can't get too mad at that.
All right, can you at least get your GED so we can
get it the right
way? Okay, so look, I'm more so like, nigga, you dropping out of school to be a mechanic. You rushing to be a mechanic out of everything, like. Nigga, if you try to
do that, not they dream.
Like, I'm just saying, bro, like, if that's what you want to do, right. You don't have to drop out of school. Let's take you.
Damn,
Debbie, like, dang.
Let me take you to trade school then. You want to do that? Let's go to trade school.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like, but,
the question
but,
was
but
going
what
go
I'm saying
for.
Is,
that's what the 90 days is.
What I'm saying is education is not going to stop. You don't determine that you're stopping education by the 18, unless, like
you
I just said
this
in the last one, there are going to be certain consequences, like he said. If you want to stay under this house, you gonna do that? You know what I'm saying? Or
mechanic,
just depending on
what do they say?
A mechanic certificate take about 30 to 90 days, somewhere in between
room.
There. After that,
I rent our room.
Find
I got
a job
car already.
Right. What you mean? How? What car? Did you pay for that car?
For everything.
Okay, maybe.
I feel like you want to be a mechanic, you're not reaching for the stars enough for me. So you're going to finish school.
Awesome.
No, if that's what you're going to do, I support it.
You
can't walk
around. You can
still
be a mechanic. You can still be it.
If you're 16.
They're going to come talk to you.
My thing is, why not work on cars after school, my nigga?
Exactly. School get out at 2 o'clock. You
work
can
on
be a mechanic
cars
after
school. After
school.
Man.
You can do it on weekends.
That's your dream. Do it. But that rent is due on the 1st.
Summer, get
your shit will be outside on the 5th.
So what would they be like? No, Mom, I don't want to do that.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
You must want.
What would they be like? I'm going to like emancipate myself from y'all.
I would be like, can we do online school then? Bye. Because you don't have to finish in school. Because you just want to be a mechanic. Like, listen, you're not doing no.
I will gladly be okay to be wrong if 10 years later your dream is you're thriving, you have a great mechanic. I'll be okay. You got Pimp My Ride going on or some shit.
You never know. 10 years,
listen, 10 years later, whatever your business is popping, I'll tell you, look, I was wrong, son. Maybe I should have trusted
you. So you're willing to be wrong.
But as an adult, it's my job
to risk the relationship.
Yes, I'm always willing to risk.
You was the negative force.
My job is not to care about how you feel about me. Like, what's my nigga said in Fences? What Denzel said?
Oh, no, I gotta like you.
Yeah. I don't gotta like you. My job ain't here to like. My job is to put food on the table, take care of you.
Deal with your mama.
Make you the best person you're supposed to be.
Denzel was talking that shit.
But that's true. I don't agree with all the way he said, but it is have some validity to it. Yeah, it is some validity to it. Like, I don't care that if you hold some resentment against me because I was looking out for what I felt as a parent was your best interest. Hold
certain things against
So listen, when you get old enough, you'll understand. Maybe it might take you have your own kids and you'll understand.
Nigga, please. So you better be
Joseph, you see that example?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna be Denzel, but what I'm saying is,
I'm sure that's how kids what Denzel feeling when they want to drop out of school, when they want to be a rapper, they're like a rapper, and then they make it.
But see,
and it'd be like.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, I don't.
I think there's nothing wrong with that either.
I still support
you put clothes on your
parents
back.
You want to make sure that your kids got a background.
But I also think there's going to be kids sometimes that use that negative and it drive them away. Okay. They get famous and they be like,
you'll get older and you'll realize.
A lot of kids don't like the schools, like regular school settings, but you ain't just going to drop out and not have no other type of
background.
No plan. Yeah.
I just need that rent money. You want to be an adult? Let's go ahead and get you started off.
He ran like a little toddler. But yeah, you at least need a backup plan.
Yeah, I mean,
like get into some trade school or something.
Yeah, like you want to be a mechanic.
You need something
school.
To back you.
Like you just ain't.
If
you're gonna be a mechanic too, like you need like some kind of licensing, right? Some kind
you
of.
You should have.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? We put you in trade school. Once you get that. Like that's just what it is. Or get your GED, then you can go to class, do whatever you need. Mm-hmm. Yes, those are options. But furthering education is still education is going to happen. You're not just dropping out, sitting on a couch, or even trying to pursue that mechanical dream. Like no, get your certification. You ain't just stopping one thing like on your own accord. Mm-hmm. You just felt like it. So, yeah. Mike and Lisa. You know, they were together a couple years, you know, but unfortunately it didn't work out. Lisa got pregnant by Mike on a late night creep. You know, this is post breakup. They just creeping around. She's happy to be pregnant, though. You know what I'm saying? So she goes to Mike's house, you know, to share the news, but she's unannounced. She uses her old key. She walks in to find Mike in bed with another man.
It's some trapped in the closet shit.
So would Lisa be wrong?
That's what's about to happen.
Would Lisa be wrong to want an abortion because Mike is bisexual? And do you think men?
He's gay.
Can men be bisexual?
No.
I think men can be bisexual.
Any gender can be bisexual. If you like both sexes, you like. That's
do you think men can be bisexual?
Just because you like,
I think if you like men and you're men, even if you like girls. Like, you can label it bisexual. In my mind, you're just like,
you're gay.
So why ain't girls just gay?
Because y'all a different breed.
I think he's bisexual.
I mean, yeah, you're bisexual.
There are men who like women just as much as they like men.
They will
But I just feel like you're gay and you just like women as well.
I mean, that's what bisexual is.
No, it's different for men, man. It's double standard. It's double standards. Yeah.
Lisa was wrong. Showing up.
Yes.
Using her key.
Yes. Invading his privacy.
That's number one.
Like, but.
Is that accountability?
They're women not take it kind of dirty when they're pretty wrong. Y'all just be wanting women to be wrong in situations that
I mean,
wrong.
We don't just talk about that nigga's house.
For sure, don't.
Y'all don't.
Not us. Yeah, I'm about to say that.
Maybe that's why we accountants.
But yes, too, I think she would be wrong to want an abortion for that reason. Like, get an abortion if you feel like he ain't gonna be a good daddy. Get an abortion for anything else other than the fact that this nigga like me.
Yeah, that's like...
That's like ignorant.
I can't agree with that.
That was well put.
You know why I agree with that? Because when I made the question, I tried to find a reason to get an abortion.
What's the reason
for the abortion? But I couldn't really think of nothing. So I was like,
nah.
That's kind of fucked up. Like, he was happy to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Unless you're just against that lifestyle in 2020.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Y'all aren't together.
At this point,
it's going to be together, I guess.
You know what he likes.
I see what you're saying. She would have one over there. Slick. She thinking he's still single. So it's not the shock that he's with.
You're saying maybe she's thinking that there's a chance.
There's a chance he could be in life. And then now that he got another man, she probably feel betrayed.
So what if she would have went there and another woman?
I think she could probably feel like, well, that might have been a hookup. I can like do that. The fact that he's a man, that's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different thing. That's a whole different accountability.
Wow. I just feel like you don't use no keys when y'all ain't officially back together. Like, I don't care. I don't care if you still got my key.
You don't come use it. Ring the doorbell?
Yeah.
As long as the key is in your possession, you can use it.
No, you don't use it.
I'm lying.
No, you ain't lying.
I know somebody probably didn't have a key to your apartment back in the day. They probably shouldn't have had it by then.
My door was always unlocked.
Oh, so they just walked in.
This nigga locking out his roommate.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like,
shut up, Chris.
I don't know about that one. I just think that
they got to climb on the roof.
I mean, you got the right. You got the right. Just, you know, I guess you did it because man bisexual. That's what it is.
But I don't think she should got a boyship.
Okay. Anything else?
Next.
All right, this is the last one. Nick and Benny.
These names.
No, for real. Everything.
Nick and Benny, right? Nick and Benny, they're homies. Nick and his girlfriend are on rocky terms in their relationship. Benny tries to help Nick out by talking to Nick's girlfriend while unintentionally exposing a lie that Nick told his girlfriend.
When niggas overtalk.
She breaks up with Nick. Who's more wrong? Nick for lying or Benny for his uninvited help?
Benny. Both.
Wait, I'm about to say, I gotta hear the scenario though again.
Okay, so Nick is in a rocky relationship.
You said Nick.
Yes, okay. With his girl. Benny goes to talk to Nick's girl thinking that he's helping him out, trying to help his mans out to get back together. He didn't ask him to do it.
Right.
And in the meantime, he ended up saying some shit that exposed that
he didn't admit that she owned him the third time.
Lying.
The third time.
His girlfriend. So now she breaks up with Nick. So I'm saying, who's wrong?
Is Nick wrong for lying, or is Benny wronger? Benny is more wrong because what you going to step foot in somebody else's business for?
You made it worse.
That's like if Brandon came trying to help you out and the told on you.
I'm not trying
with
to help
Jasmine.
Justin,
it's like, what the heck?
I'm just gonna sit there and listen, but like, he did what?
Even though it's like if Nick ain't lied, it wouldn't have been nothing to tell. But
you shouldn't have been telling nothing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he felt like his lie was under control. He had his lie.
I was under control.
I'm telling
Basically,
bestie.
It was under control.
You said what? Benny.
I'm telling bestie everything.
She's not your bestie. Oh, now he's bestie.
So great.
I told you he's my favorite.
You ain't say
your
best.
Benny tripping, bro. Benny tripping.
Benny would have got fucked up.
Benny tripping.
Man, he just don't know.
You got smacked that nigga once.
Benny got baited into giving information.
Accidental.
She used you. No, she used
him. She didn't use him. She ain't asked that nigga to come
back. He wanted to be a Superman.
But now that he's here. Oh, now she gonna goddamn try to poke holes.
Why not bait it? Why not bait it? This nigga coming over here to say that I'm not wrong. She's not wrong. She didn't.
I didn't say she was wrong. I'm just saying. He just kind of fell for the bait.
Benny, shut up.
No, Benny didn't fall for the bait. He literally is the problem. The bait. Like, he's the bait. Like, yeah, he fucked it up.
It must have been. I'm about to say, depending on how big the lie is, it had to be a big lie though for her to be.
Man, even that. Like I said, they already was on rocky terms. That was the thing. So
you just fought about it.
Just straw that broke the camel's back.
You know
I mean? So, yeah, I think we all agree, Benny.
Yeah. That, in that scenario, Benny, doing too much.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
Damn,
unless you're going to walk him and tell her. Don't accidentally tell her. That's just you ain't helping.
First of all, I didn't ask you for no fucking help.
I got you, bro. Let me handle it.
Seriously, that's like, I don't fight my friends, but I was
just fighting my friends. That's setting you off for that. Nah, nigga. You,
especially if it's
you
like,
owe me a fade.
You deserve a fade.
Yeah, like, you really got to fight off of that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you still want to be my friend.
You got to fight for my friendship.
Yeah. You fought for my relationship.
I'm going to
fight for my friendship.
He said, nigga, get down and lay down.
Yeah,
well, for my relationship, that's fight for my friendship, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
These hands ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Facts and cap, cause I get to your facts and cap, my nigga. I got two. I save them.
Woo! Facts and cap.
There's some of these ones you've been saving.
I go in the vault.
That's all how right. You enter the vault.
You know he can't see.
If a man asks a girl,
female,
an hour and a half. If a man asks a girl, do you want to go eat? Is that implying that he's paying for the meal?
Yes.
Y'all two first.
Facts or cap?
Facts or cap?
Facts. If why? I invite Jasmine to go eat,
so yes. If I say, yo, Courtney, let's go eat.
You pay.
I'm paying. You expected me to pay?
Yes, because I wasn't about to go out to eat. So, you're like offering.
You said if a man asks a woman.
Yeah.
Said,
if a man asks a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yo, y'all, you want to go to facts. Eat?
You pay.
You expected me to pay.
Yes, I am. Because why would you ask?
That's facts.
Because I'm hungry and I wanted to.
And like, you're not paying, that's
so we had this.
But...
we had this conversation last week behind the scenes. Like, I told his wife, I said, if I ask y'all niggas, like, how we do, like, hey, y'all niggas want to go to Mersin? Or even before you came, like, you want to go to TGI Fridays? I'm not paying for y'all niggas' meals. But if I'm asking a girl, like, even if I ask Courtney, I'll pay for her meal just because I'm paying for that. Like, this is, like, a woman. That's just the gentleman thing for me to do.
It's not like we both saying, hey, let's go eat. Let's go.
Like, if she put out a tweet.
I don't expect you to think. If I'm trying to talk to you, I think I would, okay, maybe that. But
if you're talking to, that's 100%.
We have a rapport where we're cool. Even cool, kept like, hey, I finna go to your friend. Everybody gonna pull up.
That's different.
That's different. That's not the same thing. Anybody, you're inviting a mass group of people.
Bet.
If I call Courtney.
We heard you generous, so nigga, don't try to be stingy with us. If you invite us, I hate.
So
you generous?
We live. You know that.
Yeah.
We live, baby.
So look, if I call Courtney up, because me and Courtney, it's not like me and Courtney go out to eat. You know what I'm saying? If I call Courtney up, I'm just paying because I'm appreciating her time. You know what I'm saying? I might call her for something. I might tell her, let's go eat.
Or say, shout out my real friend. When Jamil called me to go eat, that nigga pay.
Yeah.
Every time.
In reverse, too, I think if a girl asks you.
Yeah. Whoever initiates it should.
She should, but I wouldn't expect it just because, like I said, I think that's the gentleman thing to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably trip off a woman not paying for mine.
Shoes, because I know I'm going to have my money ready.
I might say something if it's my girl.
I'm dinner.
I might say something if my girl.
I can't play a part on my podcast. Like, yeah, everybody eating on my tub.
If it's my girl, like if Jasmine's like, let's go.
Hey, what you going after this?
And I pay, I'll be like, damn, am I going to pay? I might say something a little slick. I wouldn't have like, no issue with it. Like, if I ended up paying for it, I'll be like, damn, you ain't taking your boy out? You know what I'm saying? But it's not like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like,
yeah, for me it's to not. Just pay some for women, though, it is like the biggest deal in the world. They'll start messing with you. Like, man, being friends with you.
Shit, kind of argument.
Look, thank you. God, I got out of that early.
Y'all
she can end over a meal of
yes,
chili.
Literally.
Yeah, like, what?
Some women really take that seriously.
So,
you got your 10-50.
Next facts and cap. Is it disrespectful for a woman that you're talking to? To introduce you to a nigga she used to mess with. So you talk to a girl, and y'all, whatever, and then in between y'all talking, she introduced you to a dude she used to talk to.
Where y'all at? I don't think that's like
anywhere.
Cap? I say. You said is it disrespectful? So yeah. If I disagree, I say cap. Right. I disagree with that.
Is it disrespectful?
I don't. I feel like it's not disrespectful.
Cap. You feel like
it's not disrespectful?
Because
it's cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, especially women, like I know you said man, but a lot of women, especially, they be like, oh, you ain't even introduced me. You ain't even blah 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 blah. So if they trying to do like the
blah, 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 blah.
Respectful thing, then no, I don't feel like. Yeah. Now, some people don't want to be introduced. They don't care to be introduced or whatever. But then if you don't introduce, it's like, oh, you trying to hide me? You trying to? Yeah. So, no.
How you feel about that?
I feel like it's cap. And it's because if we're out, I would rather know that you used to fuck with a nigga, especially if a nigga walking up to you and talking to you. And on the other side of it, let's say you have a friend. Like, you had a male, y'all, you dealt with each other, and now y'all just still cool. Hey, but you want me to meet the nigga, so it'd be like, hey, look, so you know, like, hey, we really are just cool. I have no problem with that. Like, I would rather be introduced to the nigga.
They weren't necessarily friends. They just used to mess around. So let's say they not even.
Oh, so they were just cut buddies.
They're not even friends. They were just cut buddies. Cat, so they just run into like each other.
That's the safe thing to do.
Yeah. You
do
hey, this is my home.
Because then if you don't mention it, sometimes people she be mad. Like, oh, this you ain't exactly even say that you mess with him. You ain't exactly even say, like.
This is okay, so let me give you a scenario. Let me give you a scenario. So yesterday I went in Kroger, right? And I ran into a girl that I was.
Look at Jasmine's face. Look at Jasmine's face.
You know what I'm talking about. I ran into a
girl. Oh, this is facts, nigga. It's not the podcast.
So, no, listen. I ran into a girl that I went to school with.
Better be accountable.
Who? I ran into a girl I went to school with.
Who?
And I seen her first, and I talked to her, right?
Jasmine's then, on aisle three.
I wasn't there. Can y'all let me finish?
God damn. Can I finish my whole story? It's not even what y'all saying.
Like Jasmine said, these the two most boosting niggas ever.
So, I went. So, I seen her first, and I talked to her. So then we ended up both being in the checkout lane, and she was with her nigga, and I didn't know she didn't like. It's just I've never done nothing with this girl, like nothing. I didn't know if I should say like, all right, you know, I'm holla at you, because she didn't kind of acknowledge me, like she didn't look over you.
Because sometimes significant others be
like I was just like, I don't know.
That relationship was facts.
You gotta read the room.
Yeah, I guess that was.
That's one of those read the room situations, because every relationship
you so I just kind of kept it moving, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, since she was with her dude and she didn't say, all right, Justin, like,
okay, I kept it moving. But I don't think she would have been wrong if she would have been like,
yeah,
hey, this, not even saying like, let's say that if we did mess around, I don't think she would have been wrong if she would have been like, hey, this is Justin, whatever. You don't have to say we used
the
to mess
whole
around.
Thing, yeah.
You're like, hey, this is Justin. We know each other from around the way, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then when you get in the car, you tell him. You know what I'm saying? We've already had this kind of scenario. What's the scenario before? So.
Okay.
That's just a safe thing to do.
Facts of cap. Only black people should be allowed to use the N-word.
Facts.
But if a white person use it and they don't use it.
More than black and white.
I'm talking about just black and white.
I said it. Only black people allowed to use the N word. Facts or cap?
Cap.
Facts.
Okay.
Black Puerto Ricans and Hispanic. Well, Hispanic.
There we go.
Yeah, no, facts.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Only black.
Well, honestly, let me just be real with you.
Be real.
I honestly feel like it's all about how you use the word. I have certain white friends that they say it around me, I'm not going to feel offended.
Why?
Depending on how they're using it.
Why people saying that around me?
At this point, the word is so loosely used. As long as it's not derogatory.
Used by a certain group of people.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about in general. We all use it loosely. Like, it's not like, as long as the word is being used, like, oh, what's up, my nigga? Like, we talking, we're friends, we have that rapport. Hey, like I said, it's not gonna, it don't affect me as bad. Now, it depends now. It depends on how you say it. Like, if you calling me a nigga and you being disrespectful, whether you black, white, it don't matter. It's all about how you use words.
I don't think you would get as offended if a black person called you a nigga, like, offensively.
Fucking nigger.
I would feel real disrespectful if a black person called me a nigger.
So, I've made a joke one time with a white friend saying, like, this nigga can say nigga. That's how cool he is. And he actually did it. And I like
it.
So, that's
why
I was like, I'll never do that thing again. It's not his fault. It's my fault.
Yeah.
So, as far as Puerto Rican and all that,
well, other people, Asian.
Okay,
Asian,
I don't think that they should.
Real,
I don't think anybody. I don't think nobody should use it except black people. But I'm not necessarily mad. Like, I'm not going off the rockers that Cardi B says nigga or Fat Joe says nigga.
There's a lot of Hispanic.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not upset. Especially if I know that you kind of
in the culture.
Yeah, like you're in the hip hop culture. Now, a white person, you should just know better. That's off limits. You're our oppressor.
So I feel like you shouldn't say it.
So white people shouldn't say it.
White people's off limits.
Yes, they're off limits. The other one's kind of in between the lines.
Yeah.
But
Y'all agree?
No, I don't.
Like, if Jennifer Lopez walked around saying, nigga, no, you're not, I don't feel like Jennifer Lopez is for real. Like, she's used to be in the culture. She used to be in the culture, like, when she was, you know, backup dancer and shit.
Nigga said that was Ashanti.
But, like, did you out here, yeah, you fucking with Alex Rodriguez and shit. Like, you don't really do hip hop shit.
But no when she was Diddy, she couldn't say it?
I wouldn't prefer her to say it at all. You know what I'm saying? That used to be a thing when she came out and said nigga on real. Like, I wouldn't prefer to say it at all. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not the nigga that's going to be on your head about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I would prefer that you did it.
Only black people.
So, you let her slide.
Fat Joe can't say it. From, no. Like, you feel
so,
like
but no. Justin Timberlake, if he said Cardi, you cool.
Justin Timberlake can't say that word at all.
Cardi ignorant. I don't know.
Like I said, it just depends on how you say. I feel like it depends on how the word is used. I feel like
they call black people niggas. So, nah.
That's why I disagree. Hispanics don't like Hispanics in general. Well, I ain't gonna say in general, but typically, like, especially the older Hispanics, they don't like black people. So, no.
Yeah, they be racist.
No, too. Black
or
people.
Or just
only.
Like, you want to say when it's cool.
It's context.
But when it's a black. A lot of people like, I'm Afro black or I'm black.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
But it's like, when it's a problem,
they
you don't want to hold it down.
I feel like nobody should
that's
use
it. If you find yourself defending why you can say nigga, you just shouldn't say it. If you have to defend yourself as to why you say nigga, you just shouldn't say it. Like Nav, the rapper Nav, he did that correctly. They gave him backlash. He said, he put out a statement. He was like, you know what? I won't say it anymore because obviously I'm hurting people. In my neighborhood where I grew up, where it was a multicultural neighborhood, nobody had a problem with it, but I understand that it does hurt people. So from now on, I won't say it in my music. What is the reason that he should have said, no, I'm still going to say nigga? Like, you shouldn't have to, if you got to defend yourself, you shouldn't say it.
Bruh, I went to Columbia State University. It was like a lot of country folks. Mm-hmm. And there was a mixed boy, light skinned. But his mama was white, daddy was black. Mm-hmm. We was sitting down, it was like first week there, we meeting each other, getting to know people. And it was one dude, dark skinned dude, and the mixed dude said, nigga. And he's like, yo, don't say that. And he's laughing.
What, he's like Logic or some shit? Like,
no.
White?
No, he looked like just a light skinned nigga. He looked like fucking J. Cole. He looked like J. Cole. He mixed this. Right? I'm just saying, the dude was like, nah, I'm dead ass. We finna fight. You and mama white, you can't say nigga. So I've seen people take it to that.
My nephew got a white mama. That nigga gonna be saying nigga. I bet you that.
Yeah, he.
So my point is saying that I've seen people take it to that extreme. Yeah. Whereas, yeah. Like, if you
that's very extreme.
So yes. I was like, I don't agree with that. Why?
I feel like he must have some deeper rooted issues.
Yeah.
He got deeper rooted issues.
We thought he was playing. Like, bro, that's a nigga. He ain't like got that logic.
He got some deeper.
So if he was light skinned with two black parents, he wouldn't have had a problem.
Nah.
The fact that his
mom was white. Yeah, that's how that was. Deeper issue. Yeah, that's very extreme.
All right. We in Gwinnett. We in Georgia. Sports is coming to an end. But y'all Georgia residents, that's the cap. Is Georgia sports cursed?
Yes.
Facts.
Like, what's
yes.
up? What's up with
yes.
Georgia sports?
Facts.
Like, what? Like, why? Let's see, they caught me on this
quote. Facts, they are.
I don't know nothing about no damn sport.
Yes, they're cursed. We know. Georgia, they gave up a lead in overtime in the chip.
Yes.
They lost with the same quarterback that got taken out the next year in the SEC championship. We got the Braves just lost 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Falcons who lost the Super Bowl 28-3, and they've just been to a terrible start this year. Yes, there's something going on.
But the follow up question is, like, are you a bad fan if you decide not to cheer for them?
No, not at this point.
Yes, you are a bad fan. I'm not even no dang on sports fan, but my mama is
team.
Die hard.
You stick with
she don't
team.
Care. No. You know how long it took for the Saints to get good? Them niggas was so. My family
how
was rooting for the Saints when they was like,
that
sorry, ain't. Sir.
So look, they put the
no.
bags on it.
So yes, you are a bad
so
fan.
So I'm also not
speak
mad.
That fan shit.
I'm also not mad at Lil Wayne being from New Orleans and growing up being a Packers fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at that.
But did he switch is the question.
I mean, I know on the drop, too, I'm a Saints fan. So, my question, okay,
he
not even my
fuck
question.
George Bush,
my thing is
I've never seen racism.
I'm more so, I think that.
I don't get it, Wayne.
I think it's just more so.
As it is, as it ain't.
I'm more so applaud. I'm more so applaud than me people who stay. Like, I'm going to stay. I'm not switching.
No, you've been frustrated. Like,
but the way that things have been going.
When you was mad. But I'm a Chiefs fan. We knew you were betting frustration. Yeah. So, yeah, but there's some people that be like, yeah, I'm done. I'm
jumping shit. Now, people who do.
Are they bad sports fans?
I'm just going to laugh at them if they're a diehard whatever fan. Like, you could go. You could leave us.
So just be a bandwagon jumper.
But if you're like...
You can't be a diehard
fan every year. Okay, but like this. I know niggas who are Falcons fans. And then when New Orleans was winning... They get some shit like that. Now you just need to be disrespected.
That's almost bad.
Were they big sports fans though? I know there's a lot of casual fans who did that. But
I know a nigga who personally played football.
This nigga on his owl shit.
I just ignored him. So like, yeah, I think that like if you go to the extremes like that, then I'm gonna look at you solid. But if you just like, bro, I'm done supporting. You know what I'm saying? And even if you do cheer for another team, I'm not going to sit here and dodge. Like, I feel like when you take us through the mud, the extreme ways of Georgia, like, it's not that we're just losing. Like, it's one thing, like, I'm not trying to roast, but how you said you should be a Jets fan because there's no expectations every year. There's always expectations with these Georgia sports. Literally, if we beat Alabama, we're number one in the country. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we beat them a couple years ago, we win a chip. We beat them the year before that. We're in the college playoffs.
That's a heartbreak, man.
We're up 28-3 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that shit can really... Yeah. Like, people be like, oh, just sports. Like, when you're emotionally invested, you spend time. I remember I was in high school. Bro, I paid for the direct TV, the fucking league pass. Shit wasn't cheap.
To watch them,
that's money. You
to watch them
time.
Niggas lose all
to watch
year,
them build right? you up to lose, and you, that shit hurt, man.
My mama be hurt.
You get hurt
behind her Falcons.
And you go to work, you go to school, you go to friends. Like, they roast you for your sorry ass team. You get a show share with that shit.
Let me ask you, now I just don't fall for expectations. So like, it's not as disappointing. Like, I joke a lot and everything, but I'm comfortable like going to work the next day and being okay. Ever since we lost the Super Bowl, the way we lost, I was like, I'm never gonna be that invested to the point where
that could be
like a nigga shed a thug ass tear. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot.
For real, it is.
So,
but I agree with you. Like, I think you got to stick to then thick and thin, man. Like, it's worth it when you're
ride it out.
Cause like, even if you're not emotionally invested anymore, you're still invested.
Mm-hmm.
You're still invested. Right. But
you know.
But you have the right to bandwagon jump.
That shit.
If I want to be a Packers fan.
You just don't feel like you're going to be respected.
But you're just not going to enjoy as much.
Yeah,
you're not going to be enjoyable. Facts or cap? Men gossip more than women.
Facts.
Big facts.
Nigga, facts. I was just talking about this the other day. Facts. Backity fact check.
So get us
so explain why. Men just got loose lips, like they always talk. Just always.
But
yes.
What makes them gossip more than women?
Y'all,
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Have something to talk about.
Y'all get more detail. Y'all give details that don't even be like worth mentioning. It just be like
real quick. What is gossip? Because maybe that might be like, what is gossip? Gossip is something you talk
gossip
about, something
is
you don't
business.
Know, or spreading business, even if you
even
know.
Even don't know it.
Okay,
yeah, that has nothing to do, even with a topic at hand. Like, it don't got nothing to do.
So, are you gossiping if you're talking about something that has something to do with you?
Not necessarily,
because
that's your business.
I feel like it's still gossip.
Oh,
yeah. Because it's somebody else.
You might have something to do with it, but you know you ain't supposed to be... You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like, yeah.
People and shit, that's gossip.
And I also feel like if somebody else is included in that, that's gossip. Like,
yeah,
so it could be your truth, but you, yeah.
But
like,
man,
you gossip,
men.
Yes.
Friends,
men just always got to talk
y'all
about that.
Y'all sit on the phone for 3 to 4 hours.
We do not.
Okay, I'm not saying women.
Let me say this. If people try to act like they don't gossip, you're lying. Everybody gossip.
Everybody gossip, but men gossip more.
I don't think nobody gossip more than anybody. I think that gossip, everybody gossips. That's just what it is.
Everybody
I gossip with women.
Gossip
I gossip
more.
With men. That's just what
you
it
gossip
is.
Gossip with your friends probably every day.
I don't. We don't.
We talk about
we literally
Bible
don't.
Study. Sports.
And we just keeping it honest. We literally just talk about sports during the week.
Sports.
For the most part.
For the most
sports.
Man, you
might,
gonna
be roast
for a while.
We roast each other.
Y'all always think we talk about that shit. We don't.
I'm not saying that you always talk about it.
We don't.
You hear more about sexual stories and stuff come out from men way more than I know personally than women. Like, it's like, dang, nigga, you gotta talk about all your glory days, but you ain't getting no more glory.
No,
women are shame. Women go from the context that you're shamed from,
or sometimes we're just more private too,
or you're looked at as a hoe.
Nah, so, I hear way more sexual.
Yes, maybe in that field. Yes.
I hear more from women.
But that means I talk more to
them. That's because my niggas don't, we don't really talk about sex. Don't nobody share sex stories.
Yeah, now probably at this age, y'all don't get fucking the same damn girl. Well, not the same girl.
The same girl.
I ain't fucking the same girl.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
If I wasn't in a relationship and I was fucking, y'all might know some details. So, yeah.
Exactly.
But not as often as you
know. Not even details. You might just know, yeah, I fucked him.
Over the years.
But it would be no detail.
In my experience now, my close friends don't really gossip. We talk about, barely even talk.
We talk
today,
about,
like, sports.
We talk about, like, shit like T.I. talking about Busta Rhymes. We debate music.
We debate music and shit like that.
It's like, it's we're not on here saying, hey.
Jazz ain't going for it.
Maybe y'all ain't in touch with the gossip as y'all used to be.
Yeah, we fell off.
That
shit dead now.
I ain't seen the gossip at all. Because then we would be lying.
No, nigga.
Yes, everybody gossips. We have
it'll pop up. We talk about
We gossiped yesterday about something. Hey, so, then, but we haven't had a conversation like that. We haven't had a conversation. But no, look.
At 9 o'clock, you said this. You know, fucked up.
But ask yourself this: when is the last time we actually had a conversation like that in a group message? You won't find it. Like, we don't have those type of conversations.
My Twitter and my group message. So,
I got two more for you. In this out. You got more or?
Go ahead, go yours. I got more, but I got this shit don't stop with me.
Are women more brave than men?
Yes.
Like, you know how women be like, oh, like
men are cowards.
The one to handle them. Yeah. So there
yes.
you go. You think
women? Yes.
Oh, so like you in bed with your man.
What?
And you hear somebody break into the house. Who going to go figure it out?
I was talking more in a sense that men cower away from like responsibility, from confrontation. That's the sense that I was talking about. I wasn't talking.
talking about actual risk your life. That don't count.
Like, I don't think that had nothing to do with the question.
He just said more brave.
I mean, maybe it's two different ones. It's not like verbal confrontation.
Yeah, I'm speaking more like verbal, physical.
Oh, verbal, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like men cower away in more situations than women do.
That's a fact. When you
women step up way
the DMV fucking up, or you got that light bill, who you gonna tell? Your mom or your girl will get it. Like, women are more brave than that.
Figure it out.
Is that brave?
So look, I'm at it like this. I think that we're talking about physical. I think women are quicker to fight and do all that type of shit because the consequences aren't extreme as men. So like if I'm arguing with a nigga in the street that I don't know, I know that niggas will kill you. Not saying that women aren't capable of it.
It don't happen as much.
But yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? Or like
girls getting a spat. It's like
a nigga's going to jail.
Niggas might get his ass knocked the fuck out. Kill.
It's heavier, so like I think women are more daring. You know what I'm saying? I think women are more impulsive.
Those are synonyms for brave.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think and being impulsive is not brave.
I said daring.
No. I don't think that's.
I dare you. You're brave. You do it.
No, I just think, because I could think that, like, logically what you did didn't make sense. That's not brave. It's just like I'm being logical about a situation. You know what I'm saying?
People call logical niggas pussy.
I mean, that's it. That's your, that would be the way that you determine things.
It's not a lot of people. I didn't say me.
Well, that's how they determine things. I hope when they get older, they might realize that, like, actually thinking before you do something actually makes a bit more sense. You know what I'm saying? You can't fight everybody. As far as verbal, sure, maybe I think that it could be. If that's what you consider like dare, like I mean, more brave. Cool. I don't think.
I just don't think that's the word I would use. Don't for like brave.
Confrontation. I don't think they're necessarily scared of
men.
You.
Don't like speaking up. We're not saying that men don't like speaking up on how they really feel. Yeah, they cower away because
it's not that deep. Most of the time, it's not that deep.
When you're vulnerable, when being vulnerable makes you courageous. So
it just don't be that deep to us most times.
Nah.
Some shit y'all might get mad about. You they put onions on your burger. You gonna act a damn fool? I'm like, shit.
I'm just gonna take it. Like I can just grab the onion and throw it off.
Hell no, we finna go over there.
I want something free. I don't feel like
some women.
Or maybe I don't feel like going. Maybe I'm just so ready to eat.
Men speak up for themselves less.
I could eat
like a lot less. That's why I say that women are more brave.
Period.
That's why I say that women are more brave.
I disagree. I just think that women have less consequences. to things. My last one. Facts or cap, there should be no such thing as alimony. Once belongings and finances are settled in court, that's that.
Facts.
If y'all settling, y'all divorced, you get what you get.
I originally thought facts, but it's cap.
Big cap.
It's cap.
How?
Because, okay, let's say, for instance, and I think it's situational.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It depends on the situation.
If the man don't want you going to work and you've been a stay-at-home mom for 15, 20 years and you don't have that job experience and say it's hard for you to get a job in your field or whatever it might be, then I can see a judge would be like, she needs support. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because you've been the one supporting her.
Agreed. I think alimony is very fair but in a lot of situations.
If it's like just on some shit like,
I make more money than you.
And I think obviously too, because I can tell the way you said it, I think that we think of it as only, I think that it's unfair because we only think of it as men, like being the ones have to give it. But like, I think it's unfair that women don't really have to do it. Like a woman that's more successful, she wouldn't have to give alimony. She wouldn't have to give alimony to a man.
That's because we're scared to speak up and ask.
Yeah. I mean, typically.
Well, yes. I'm saying if we go to court, you know what I mean?
I feel like in that instance, when you said he asked her not to work.
That right there is an exception.
That makes sense. So that's why I say it's cap. But for the most part, no. Like to be honest with you, like, I kind of lean into it. Like, say if it's a certain amount of time. Like, if it's been like 5 years, you've been staying on, go get your ass a job. Like, no. I'll give it to you for 6 months, go get a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, but as far as permanent, I don't think that nobody should get permanent alimony. And some people get permanent alimony as long as they don't remarry. So, I don't think that that's fair enough. Like,
because, shit, you can
purposely ain't remarry it, probably.
Yeah. So, I think that that type of alimony isn't fair.
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't agree. I think it's captive.
What you think?
Shit. I don't think. Shit. You get married, it's just expected. You get divorced, lose all your money. That's how I feel. Like.
At least half of it.
At least.
Well, now they say it's cheaper to keep. Well,
I mean, if you have another one, you can give us one more before we close it out.
Y'all want one more?
Yeah. Y'all want one more?
Yeah, we want one more, player.
All right, we get one more. Or get a good one, or
yeah, man, give us.
Let's end it out on a high note, man.
All right, I was gonna try to say this one, but fuck it,
fuck it, nigga.
For female, facts or cap?
Is for women,
female.
I've been drinking. Sorry.
We know
for women.
Do y'all care to be called females? Does it bug you one way?
It doesn't bug me. If Daniel Davenport was sitting here, it would absolutely
bother some.
I just wanted to ask y'all too. I'm not going to
bother me.
I think it doesn't bother me until it's an argument. Like if you be like,
you're a female.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to get mad. Like, but
I try not to.
You might as well call you a bitch at that
point. But I understand why I could be offensive because nobody be like,
that's why women get offended.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Because y'all use the word nigga. And if we call y'all bitch, then that's worse than saying female.
That's what? Not on the same. Man, that is not on the same level.
Okay. Go ahead with your question. I want to try and deep dive in
it. Is it better to give a male 8 chances if he's stepping out on you or to give 8 niggas 1 chance?
8 niggas 1 chance.
8 niggas.
You think that's better? To give 8 niggas 1 chance or to give the same nigga 8
chances? Try again. That's your stuff out and try again.
Different outcomes.
So, I all bullshit aside, you...
Yes.
You getting dusted once a week. This nigga running out on you. So like 8
that's
niggas. You ain't gonna look at yourself in the mirror. Like, god damn, what am I doing wrong?
No.
And let me stick to that one dude. Try
you
to fix
fuck
it.
8 women, right? So
we ain't talking about
why me.
She can't. We talking about you,
niggas.
But y'all care about y'all body count more.
I mean, that's kind of
some women do.
Yeah.
So y'all mean at a certain age, you don't care no more. We all living.
I feel like you have 8 different outcomes.
Outcomes. Sometimes you get tired. You get tired of dealing with like. Once it happens, I don't know if I really want to deal with that.
So let's try again. If like
out of them 8, one of them gonna be great. One of them.
Not in this scenario, you can't change it.
Just right, you right? Wanted 8.
You got they. They're not. They're not. They the fourth one. Damn, same girl. Nice. Fifth one, cousin. Sixth one, Steph's just like.
I'm confused now. What?
That's who he messing with.
I'm gonna say this.
That's who.
I think that they all are like kind of equally as. I think that you messing with eight different people and they all treat you.
They all cheating on you.
The problem might be
it's more hurtful. Yeah, it's more hurtful than
you might have.
One. That's really the question. Which one's worse?
Maybe I missed the question because
would
you rather have one nigga on by eight
times?
I think that
or get cheated on eight different times by eight different people.
Because I mess with eight different niggas, but I may not love them the same way that I love one man. That is so different, being cheated on eight.
I just think it's gonna be more exhausting, like after a while. To eight.
No, you may expect it. You may expect it. You may be like, this nigga gonna cheat at some point. This nigga.
So
gonna
I can't be the same nigga.
No, that's so different.
You expect it. That's your normal now.
You know what that nigga gonna do. You gonna cheat.
What's the difference?
The one I chose only cheated twice. That one nigga cheated about eight times. So not.
You said wait, what?
She just turned into Brandon, y'all.
The last probability. Next probability. Okay.
Wait, you know the probability. Somebody's telling you. You can stick with this one dude. He's gonna cheat eight times on you. But if you try to get
eight different niggas.
Okay, let me tell you. I'm gonna go through these eight niggas so I can get to my ninth nigga who gonna treat me right. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not sticking with this one nigga who keeps on cheating on me.
Eight times. Cheating on eight times.
No. You're not about to keep stomping on my heart. The same nigga stomping on my heart. No. No.
I'm probably listening. So you really I don't want either, but at the same time, I feel like it's more hurtful to get cheated on by eight different people.
It's more hurtful.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with me?
No, that's when you would look at it as if something's wrong with you. It's the same nigga that keep on cheating.
No. But the eight different niggas is their fault.
No, it's not their fault. Well, it could be.
Tamika, Kalisha, Tisha, and Toya. That's all of y'all fault.
That's who you fucked. That's who got cheated on.
I feel like that one man gonna hurt more.
Yeah, because
like,
he keep doing it. You keep putting trust back in. No.
Yes.
Nope.
But you expect me.
She wants me in the
dust. I'm expecting it.
By the sixth time, you're good. But the new nigga is like,
So how many chances do a nigga get in y'all book? We know eight too much, so it's like two, three, four. Like, what's the number?
It depends.
I don't even know. I don't even want a nigga to get into one. So, I don't really know for Courtney. Not now.
What's in your book?
What's the most time? Never mind. We ain't gonna go there.
What's the most times? I really wouldn't know. I mean, shoot. Y'all know half the time. I'm like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So
you doing your thing.
Oh, so you a nigga.
No. I mean, it's not.
8 foot 10, 8 foot 9. Oh, so you the cheater.
Oh my gosh.
Eight time all pro.
No.
It don't mean solidified enough.
She's the GOAT.
But in a relationship, I don't really know how. I don't really know what my limit would be. I don't know. I don't have like.
You don't have a set.
Yeah, like, oh, this nigga cheated on me two times.
It's situational.
Yeah, it's like.
So, like, he might cheat eight times, but the cheat ain't that big.
It ain't gonna get to eight times. But no, what if he do little shit? It's not gonna get to eight.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if you found out that he cheated eight times, but you found out in one instance, or you found out eight different times that he cheated?
To me, it don't really matter. Like, once if it's eight times, period, that's still too much.
Mm-hmm. You jab, you feel the same way?
That's a lot.
If you found out at one time it happened eight times or eight different times, it's different.
Because you're basically asking, would it be more hurtful if he told me the truth up front or I found out a lie? To me, they're both hurtful, so it don't really matter if you spread it out,
Oh, nah, nigga. How am I finding out eight at once, though?
Somebody came with some receipts, right?
Like,
but it happened 3 years ago. Is it too? Is there a statute of limitation? Is there a statute of limitations on cheating?
On cheating.
I feel like when she found out, it's like, shit, it just happened yesterday, probably.
Nah, I don't agree
with that.
So, you find out something that
you're
going to be mad
good.
Oh, I didn't know. I'd be upset, but I'd be like, let that shit go.
I think a lot of people say, I ain't going for this, I ain't going for that. It's situation. I'm just saying that's why I don't even like really answering that type of question.
Some women will stay with one nigga.
It just don't. And that's it's all situational. You know what I mean? It's about, what if the nigga treats you, the nigga may treat you amazing. You just found out. Somebody.
You're not treating me that amazing if you're cheating on me.
No,
he cheated in the past.
Let's say that he's cheating when he's rich. He's wealthy.
So, nigga, your money.
That's why I make my money. Because a lot of women do stay for money. A lot of women stay for money.
I'm not saying it's going to be hard. Yes, a lot of women are going to stay. Put up with that. A woman might
have thing about me.
Courtney got a lot of pride. That's my problem now. That's my problem. That is my number one issue now. I have too much pride.
Give me the bag.
Too much pride. Money don't solve much for
your
me.
Your money ain't coming. Like,
no.
Get out of here.
Give you that Birkin bag.
Fuck that Birkin. I'm
sweetie is asleep. Everybody can afford her own Birkin bag. She can probably afford her own Birkin bag. Quavo got her that. She hit that split.
I'm gonna take it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I think that's about it for this episode.
Well,
appreciate y'all ladies pulling up on us on Facts and Cow.
Y'all are so welcome.
Y'all, man. This has been nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, y'all.
Yeah, hit us a merch commercial.
Get your merch. Support. Get your solo. Get the mask.
Hey, the guys. Shirts. I feel like you guys should support the merch. Oh, get the Facts and Cap whenever you can, please.
Oh.
Please.
Hey, hey, hey.
We got masks, shirts, hats, and cups.
Hey. Okay.
Okay.
Shit, shut the fuck up. We out.
Out.
We out. Block. Block.